New heading, Becoming a Quadrant 2 Self-Manager. Although my effort here is to teach principles, not practices of effectiveness, I believe you can better understand the principles and the empowering nature of the fourth generation if you actually experience organizing a week from a principle-centered Quadrant 2 base. Quadrant 2 organizing involves four key activities. First, identifying roles. The first task is to write down your key roles. If you haven't really given serious thought to the roles in your life, you can write down what immediately comes to mind. You have a role as an individual. You may want to list one or more roles as a family member, a husband or wife, mother or father, son or daughter, a member of the extended family, of grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins. You may want to list a few roles in your work, indicating different areas in which you wish to invest time and energy on a regular basis. You may have roles in your church or community affairs. You don't need to worry about defining the roles in a way that you will live for the rest of your life. Just consider the week and write down the areas you see yourself spending time in during the next 7 days. Here are two examples of the way people might see their various roles. First example, individual, husband, father, manager, new products, manager, research, manager of staff development, manager of administration, chairman of the United Way. Here's another, personal development, wife, mother, real estate salesperson, Sunday school teacher, symphony board member. Second key activity is to select goals. The next step is to think of two or three important results you feel you should accomplish in each role during the next 7 days. These would be recorded as goals. At least some of these goals should reflect Quadrant 2 activities. Ideally, these short-term goals would be tied to the longer-term goals you have identified in conjunction with your personal mission statement. But even if you haven't written your personal mission statement, you can get a feeling, a sense, of what is important as you consider each of your roles, and two or three goals for each role. Third key Quadrant 2 activity is called scheduling. Now you can look at the week ahead with your goals in mind and schedule them to achieve them. For example, if your goal is to produce the first draft of a personal mission statement, you may want to set aside a 2-hour block of time on Sunday to work on it. Sunday, or some other day of the week that is special to you, your faith, or your circumstances, is often the ideal time to plan your more personally uplifting activities, including weekly organizing. It's a good time to draw back, to seek inspiration, to look at your life in the context of principles and values. If you set a goal to become physically fit through exercise, you may want to set aside an hour, 3 or 4 days during the week, or possibly every day during the week to accomplish that goal. There are some goals that you may only be able to accomplish during business hours, or some that you can only do on Saturday when your children are home. Can you begin to see some of the advantages of organizing the week instead of the day? Having identified roles and set goals, you can translate each goal to a specific day of the week, either as a priority item or, even better, as a specific appointment. You can also check your annual or monthly calendar for any appointments you may have previously made and evaluate their importance in the context of your goals. Transferring those you decide to keep to your schedule and making plans to reschedule or cancel others. The fourth Quadrant 2 activity is called daily adapting. With Quadrant 2 weekly organizing, daily planning becomes more a function of daily adapting, are prioritizing activities and responding to unanticipated events, relationships, and experiences in a meaningful way. Taking a few minutes each morning to review your schedule can put you in touch with the value-based decisions you made as you organized the week, as well as unanticipated factors that may have come up. As you overview the day, you can see that your roles and goals provide a natural prioritization that grows out of your innate sense of balance. It's a softer, more right-brain prioritization that ultimately comes out of your sense of personal mission. It embraces both discipline and spontaneity. You may still find that the third generation, ABC or 1-2-3 prioritization approaches, gives needed order to daily activities. It would be a false dichotomy to say that activities are either important or they aren't. They are obviously on a continuum, and some important activities are more important than others. In the context of weekly organizing, third-generation prioritization gives order to daily focus. But trying to prioritize activities before you even know how they relate to your sense of personal mission and how they fit into the balance of your life is not effective. You may be prioritizing and accomplishing things you don't want or need to be doing at all. Now that we've discussed the four basic elements of Quadrant 2 management, can you begin to see the difference between organizing your week as a principle-centered Quadrant 2 manager and planning your days as an individual centered on something else? Can you begin to sense the tremendous difference the Quadrant 2 focus would have in your current level of effectiveness? Having experienced the power of principle-centered Quadrant 2 organizing in my own life, and having seen it transform the lives of thousands of other people, I am persuaded it makes a difference, a quantum positive difference. And the more completely weekly goals are tied into the wider framework of correct principles and into a personal mission statement, the greater the increase in effectiveness will be.